In the 2011 election, you came third behind Bradbury and the Liberals. Do you think the people of Wollongong will vote in another ALP mayor, considering the history the party has in the Illawarra?
Look, that was a hard time for all of us, and we took a whack at that election. We probably deserved to. My vote in the ward dropped by less than 1%. I think people knew that where I stood on these matters.
Okay.
As I say, I must have been one of the few people in New South Wales who wanted to appear before the ICAC. Sure. I was on the list of people to give evidence against some of the wrongdoers, so I'm more than happy to talk about my record there. And people know I was not involved with the people who have subsequently found to have done some wrong things. We've moved on from that. Those events were more than 10 years ago. You know, it's a long time ago. People have moved on. The city's moved on.
Now, Wollongong has been undergoing a transformation period, moving away from the steel town it used to be. How would Labor create more jobs for people in the Illawarra?
Yeah, look, I think you're right. The city does need to diversify its economic base, and that has been changing. We've got a lot more white-collar jobs than we have in the past, a lot more creative industries cropping up around the place. Council can foster that by a number of reasons, a number of means. The first one is obviously land use. Now, Council's main role in economic development is as a land use regulator. So we've got to ensure we've got the right supply of what we call employment lands, and that can be commercial, business, tourism, even industrial. So we've got to make sure that mix is right. So people who want to invest in the city have got a place to come. That's one of the first things the council does. We also do marketing, and a promotion of the city is very important. We do that either through tourism or just general marketing and major events, which showcase the city to the rest of the country and even internationally sometimes. And you're right, the university and innovation campuses are great levers to do that. And we're seeing out of things like the Accelerate and those sort of programs, people are setting up new and interesting businesses. Things like biomedicine, all those things are cropping up in this city, even though they may not be on the radar for a lot of people. They're out there, they're forming, and that's a great thing to see happen.
I spoke with Mithra Cox, the Greens candidate for Lord Mayor of Wollongong. If the Greens get a chance to get more seats, and if you are elected mayor, what direction would you steer the development of Wollongong City in, keeping in mind that a lot of people have the Greens' reputation of being anti-business?
We're not anti-business and we're not anti-development. We're anti-bad development. And I can give you an example around here, around South Wollongong. There's the plans out at the moment to increase the density of housing around McCabe Park. I actually think that's a great idea. I think it's great to have density in the city. The centre of Wollongong can be a bit dead. Increasing the population density in the city is fantastic, but it needs to be done in a way that those streetscapes are friendly for people to be in. It needs, rather than having apartments with huge driveways fronting onto the street, any driveways need to be around the back of the building so that they're not coming straight onto the street. The fronts of those buildings need to be not huge air conditioning units and big blank walls. They need to be human-scaled, fronted buildings where there is activity and life, fronting onto nice, generous footpaths, cycleways, big shady trees so that it is a nice place to be. Because all of those things determine whether people will use those streets. And it's not just about having density, it's about having a city that is designed for people.
So as the Greens move into the future, you're saying that people can still rely that the Greens will stick to their values.
Politics is difficult, and sometimes you have to make choices where you're not happy. But I guess what I'm saying is that being from a party, we are transparent about our values. And you can know that the things that I really, really care about is things like climate change and transitioning to renewable energy, making a walkable, rideable city, having trees and a green canopy in Wollongong. And those are kind of to do with my core beliefs about community, about how our cities interact and how our cities shape our lives.
The Liberals have promised to provide 10,000 jobs if elected. I asked John Dorohy, the Liberal candidate for Lord Mayor, if these numbers are realistic.
Some people are bagging and doubting this opportunity. Well, let me say that it's important to understand that Wollongong is in a transformation period. I suggest that anyone could have led this council over the last 6 years because of coming out of ICAC and also the fact that the New South Wales economy has been growing. Right now, we're into a really almost a flat period, which then means you really do have to put the nose to the grind wheel and really work hard to achieve those results. And so, a part of that is that we, as the Liberal group have thought long and hard about, well, what is required in Wollongong for the future. And so we've set a fairly ambitious plan. Some people might think of 10,000 jobs in 10 years. But when you look at it, we can, in my estimation, bring business to Wollongong if we open the door wide. Right now, I don't think the door's ajar anywhere near enough.
To finish off, what is your vision for Wollongong City?
Let's be fair dinkum here. Wollongong is a major city. It is a regional city, and it's one that needs to be administered and managed as a regional city, and one that is in growth mode. Again, I believe that I'm that person who can put the leadership in place to grow the city to the high levels that it's capable of achieving, because it's important that we don't need to go back to the old school. What we need to look at is the future, and the future then means that, you know, in many respects you are leaving the past behind you.